There has never in the history of humankind been so many abolitionist states. On the other hand, when we compare 2015 to 2014, there was a sharp increase of registered executions that have been carried out. So it's a mixed bag. I do think that fear of terrorism and the attempt to more successfully confront drugs is, in a way, influencing the negative trends that we are facing.
And I wonder if you can talk about numbers in terms of how many states.
I can tell you the crucial number is a number of states that are abolitionist in state of practice, and it's 170. So it is a big number. And among the retentionist countries, countries that continue to apply death penalty, about 89% of all executions that are registered take place in just three countries, in Iran, Pakistan, and Saudi Arabia. I'm speaking about registered executions because there is a huge number of unregistered executions. China does not release information on execution taking place there. And for example, China, Vietnam treat information on executions as a state secret.
Mr. Simonovic, we're in the UN General Assembly period, and you will be moderating a debate on moving away from the death penalty. Tell me, what are you hoping this debate will achieve? We'll have lots of world leaders in the House.
Yes, that's right. And that's the reason that we are timing this event just as well as release of our new book. It's called Death Penalty and the Victims. It is an opportunity to spread information. Disseminating information on death penalty is, I believe, the best way of advocating for its abolition.
Mr. Simonovic, thank you very much for speaking to us on the subject of the death penalty.
Pleasure.
Is there anything further you think our listeners should know about the topic or the recently released book?
About that book, I think what is interesting about it is that it has a new angle. It approaches death penalty from victims' perspective. What is novelty of the approach is that we do not treat only family members of crime victims as victims, but we also treat as victims people who were convicted and got as their sentence death penalty. If it's either their conviction or application of death penalty that violates their human rights. And third category of victims are third parties or so-called hidden victims of the death penalty. Those are people who are disproportionately affected by this, I firmly believe, inhuman sanction. For example, families of convicted persons. You have solid proof that quite often children of people who are convicted to death penalty have traumas leading to serious psychological consequences. The same applies to other family members, especially if they are close to convicted persons. It's a very difficult psychological situation because society expects you to dissociate from convicted person, and it leads to dramas. Some other participants in either legal proceedings or execution have serious psychological consequences. Some judges, prosecutors, defense lawyers, people who work on a death row, and especially executioners.